Hi, this is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and listen to King's Realm. I think they actually do know what they're saying.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on social media at King's Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail, send us a text 562-317-0087. I think my voice cracked already.
Congrats on puberty, Dennis.
Thanks. Finally here. My voice has dropped. Like, yeah. Here we go.
I have your balls.
Whoa.
Oop. And I pressed record. Good for me.
No, just now?
Every Thanks. Time you say that, it scares me.
All right. Well, the Kings are second in the division with a 15-8-3 record after going 3-0 last week.
3-0!
Where they crashed the Honda Center. 3-0! They crashed the Honda Center. Locked up Ottawa in the crypt and proved LA has the real stars.
Oh,
that's all I got. Oh. That's what I can come up with.
Oh,
I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Whitlock.
Stars. Asshole.
And Jordan Heckman.
3-0.
I wish they could be way more excited, but as you can probably tell, I'm sick as fuck.
Sick as fuck.
I'm drinking leftover campaign beers.
Not that kind of sick as fuck.
That is sick. Hey, yeah. I said around 9:30, Mikey. Or we said around 9:30. But Dennis has AIDS. HIV.
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
And then James has a sick kid. Which
he's means growing he's up.
Have three sick kids here at any minute.
Two out of three. Well, actually,
I think this is
he is the third.
I was say, isn't he? Aren't you on your last one by it's now?
Made the cycle and the wife sick. I'm the last man standing. The dog even got sick and was throwing up today. So I'm the last man standing.
The infamous dog flu.
But I am patient zero on most things, so I usually don't get sick. But get a stroke and diverticulitis. So.
Yeah, fuck me, right?
Yeah, you figure out which is worse.
Oh, diverticulitis.
Whoa.
What?
The second voice doesn't piss off the fourth one, Will. I think it pisses off Guy Incognito more.
Sometimes you run out of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A heavy bomb.
Good. Be right back. Oh, God. He's leaving a fifth. It's not what I was saying.
That wasn't encouraging more. All right, since we have time while we wait for Mikey to leave that, I want to tell you that the 2024-2025 NHL season still has that new car smell. And the action is heating up at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get a start at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. And if you are new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Pick something easy. So download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Blue Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bet must win to receive award. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Cheers.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Classic.
It's good.
It's great.
Good. It's good.
It's a great mug. It's a great mug.
It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So,
We won three games.
We got games to talk about.
Are we?
And the good ones.
Are the Kings a wagon? Sorry. I'm not cool.
Four in a row. We got ourselves our first win streak of the year, boys.
Yeah, buddy.
The game against the Senators was their first three-game win streak of the entire season. So that's not too exciting. But now it's exciting because now it's four.
We're going streaking.
Going through the quad.
To Crypto South.
Anywho. Eric Portillo gets his first ever NHL start, making 28 saves, almost shutting out the Ducks. Only allowed one goal, so that's pretty cool. After scoreless first period, Ryan Strome, gets the scoring started with his fifth of the season. Alex Turcotte, however, answers back in the second period with his – I thought he scored more than two. Huh. Does he have more assists? Mikey, get back to us on that. And then the Kings take the lead with the goal, Alex Ferrier's 10th goal of the season. And then the Kings proceed to miss the empty net about 87 times to close out the game, making the end of this game a little dicey. This game should have been at least 3-1, if not 4-1, given how many opportunities they had to score on an empty net. But nevertheless, 2 points is 2 points, and the Kings walk away with both of them.
Big save, Eric. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Nope. Nope. Big Dick Eric doesn't sound good either.
It did when I was yelling it.
Big Penis Portillo.
You were yelling it?
Big Dick Dave? Dave? Yeah. My son thought it was hilarious.
Which one?
Johnny.
All three.
he got to go by default because he was the only one not sick.
We were in Death Valley during this game.
I meant last night.
Got it. Excuse me. On to the next one. I feel like we only have like one more goal or game against the Ducks, right? Do we only play them like three times this year?
Possibly. I have the schedule up. I can look.
That sounds like a lot of work.
You're going to be talking for a while.
Yeah, that's true. I know that the season series is at 2-0. That's pretty cool that NHL.com tells you that now.
As it should be. There's doesn't one tell more. You. There's one. Oh, wait. Game.
There it is. There it is.
Saturday.
There it is. February 8th and April 10th.
There you go.
Look at that. It's right below where I was just fucking looking.
That's amazing.
Yeah. If that was a snake, it would have bit me.
Seems like a lot of work.
Can't handle it. Can't handle it. Well, fuck you. We don't play them again until February, so. I don't know. Big Pork Portillo. I don't hate it, Steve. I don't hate it. I don't know if I like you taking my dick jokes from me, but. All right. On to the next one. Senators. LeFerrier gets a start in the first period with his 11th goal of the season. He scored back-to-back goals for the Kings. Look at that. Stutzel does answer back.
Stutzel.
Strudel? Stutzel. Stutzel. Whatever. That German guy. Gets his tenth tied up. And then in the second period, the Senators take the lead. However, Kevin Fiala, unassisted, answers back, ties it up, followed by a Kopitar goal in the third, and an Adrian Kempe power play goal in the third, and a Trevor Moore empty net goal in the third to give the Kings a 5-2 win over the Senators. Boom. Season series split 1-1. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Suck it felt like they were going to
suck at Canada.
Like they were going to lose that game at certain points.
It did.
Until the third period.
Stutzla.
There you go.
That's what Steve said. He wrote it out phonetically.
That's how it should be spelled.
Yeah. It's fucking Germans. I could say that because I'm German.
Fucking Germans.
Fucking Germans.
you look it.
Yeah. Fucking krauts. I can say that, right?
I guess.
Sure.
I mean, you can say whatever you want, Jordan. It hasn't stopped you in the past.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole German thing kind of plays with a lot of your statements.
Wow.
I can also say that because I am German.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's all starting to make sense.
It's coming together.
That's yep. It's good. Somehow, some way. On to the stars. Hey, did you watch the first period of this game?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, the Kings looked like hot garbage.
How was it in the arena, James?
It was a mess. I mean, honestly, it just looked like... It looked like it was who do the Globetrotters play? The Generals or Washington?
Don't ask yeah,
Washington
about his grandfather. Yeah, yeah.
It kind of looked like that because it was just people falling over, people just missing pucks. I mean, I Johnny was pointing out that like, hey, don't you need to take the puck with you when you go to the net? Like making jokes. So when a 12-year-old's pointing
solid
out,
idea.
Yeah, I was really, really stood out like Byfield. It seemed to be missing a lot. But then just the passes, it seemed like they were rushing to get passes out and just we're not aiming passes and just throwing the puck around. But then in listening to the post game with Jesse, I guess on the broadcast, they talked a lot about the ice condition, about how the puck was jumping over the stick.
I was just going to ask you that.
It was apparent there that something was going on. Because, like, and Jesse kind of pointed out that it was more happening towards the side where we shoot twice, so left of press box. But you know, it was truly happening all over the ice. And honestly, that first tripping call was kind of bullshit that they scored on. So I'd like to call that out too.
Okay.
Like, was that the one on Riddick?
No.
Kempe was coming was one later.
Kempe came around like around his like.
I didn't have the game on. Arm. Yeah, I turned the game on. It was 1-0. So
he goes to poke in, and he catches him on the arm.
Yeah,
and kind of the spins, but it's a good acting job. And they call it tripping, where I don't know how an upper body contact causes tripping, but okay. So yeah, they end up scoring on that.
Michelle said it was bullshit.
It was bullshit.
Bullshit. So speaking of that, Dallas got started with power play goal off of that shitty bullshit call on injured Kepe. Then Mason Marchment goes up 2-0. However, Tanner Janot and goal scoring phenom Joel Edmondson tied up in the second period, followed by a Warren Fogle goal in the third to take the lead. And the Kings pretty much dominated this coming out of the first intermission. They talked about a lot about how the forecheck was pretty much non-existent in the first period. And they had apparently a good conversation in the locker room about it because it completely turned around. The momentum started a little bit slow at the beginning of the second period and then was definitely full bore for the Kings. So that was actually really fun to watch.
It was a really hard pressing team, and it's looked like they amped it up and really took over the defensive game from Dallas. So that was good. So it was one of those things where Dennis, you and I were talking offline yesterday, and when the Kings play to where they have to make plays, like it seems like they're trying to set up a play, and they keep pass and not shooting. I think the other teams have kind of figured the Kings out, right? They kind of know the plays. They kind of know who the shooters are, where they're going to be, and they know how to play the team well on their set plays. But when they just get gritty and start digging in and making plays happen, and really Warren Fogle's goal is kind of the thing, right, where he's working his way around. He's coming around the back. And then I was telling Dennis, like, you could actively see him watching, scanning, and it looks like he was going to come around and try and play the puck in and saw the openings in front of the net and kicked it into high gear. He actually sped up, cut in harder to get around the side of the goal. So you could see that he saw something and you know, put a couple hard strides in to get around real quick, and it paid off. So when they start playing gritty like that,
on the hard,
I think that's the team that needs to go forward.
Yeah, and Geno's goal was like another right in front of the net, gritty type of goal mm-hmm. as well. Like that wasn't a set play. That was just playing hard, being in the right spot, right?
Yep.
Yeah. This is going to grind some people's gears the wrong way, but this game really showed like how good Blake's offseason was potentially with the three people that scored. I mean, obviously Edmondson wasn't brought in to score, but Fogel and Janot were brought in to be those gritty type guys to score those mm-hmm. types of goals. And that Edmondson goal was a fucking snipe.
Yeah.
Like that was wild. Even the announcer on TNT was like, "Oh yeah, you know, Joel Edmondson sniper." And they're all laughing, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But like, if the main characters on this team aren't stepping up to have a supporting cast like this that was brought in completely on the offseason, you know, that's a pretty cool thing to see. And hopefully that means the team's going in the right direction.
They need to do it a lot more.
And it's still early in the fucking season, dude. Like the real hockey doesn't start until January, right? Like teams don't have their identity until January.
So you hear like Foxy said it, other people have said fewer games, but like, you know, 25 games is kind of like you got to have your shit figured out. And that's been Foxy's thing is like 25 games. The Kings should have their new system. It takes a minimum of that. So he's kind of, you know, not really like you expected them to be playing to their, you know, ceiling before 25 games. So,
yeah.
There was someone that did called in on the post game with Jesse, and he said something that really kind of put it in perspective, right? You know, Jesse's talking about how good the team is just looking at the record. He talked a lot about Riddick's, you know, goals allowed over, you know, since start of November. But one of the callers really made a good point. He's like, listen, do the two losses to San Jose suck? Yeah, they do. But honestly, we're not going to see San Jose in the playoffs. So I really don't give as much a shit about that as I do about the win against Dallas, because that's potentially, you know, a playoff contender we could see. And knowing that we have their number, that's more important to me than as a fan than any loss to the Sharks or Ducks or anything else. Right. So I thought that was a really good point. Right. Should we be winning those games? Absolutely. We should. But do they make as much of a difference other than their division games?
The only thing is that they're both worth the same amount of points, right? So they mean equally as much as far as, you know, getting to a playoff spot based on points. But I definitely see what he's saying with that.
Yeah, it was a really good point. It really kind of puts a little different context.
The problem is though, our record against teams above 500 are not great, or is not great.
It's getting better.
It is getting better. Yeah. That Dallas game definitely helped. Being able to turn around a terrible first period into a game where we get 2 points was huge.
And so that's absolutely. That's shortly behind a huge win against Winnipeg, right? So that's I think it's showing the hockey community that the Kings are gaining traction and really starting to figure some things out. So
didn't Winnipeg get swept on the West Coast?
I know they lost two.
A lot of games recently.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got swept. They lost to the Ducks, I believe. So I don't know if that win means as much as we thought it did when it happened. But they seem to be slumping, which they'll obviously get their shit together. They're too good.
We might have broke their heart. I mean, I feel like the Kings caused that, and then they went on the slump after that. We'll take full credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's what we do. The first general notable is going
to
be the Kings pierce the Winnipeg Jets veil.
There you go. Yeah, Steve, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It only matters if you're winning or losing. Daryl Sutter.
Flight 11.
Have you guys heard Hiller's post game after that Stars game?
No.
No.
It's very, very interesting takes that he has. But I know that he's getting a lot of shit from a lot of fans, but I really like him. He's definitely not Sutter, you know, like entertaining in that way, but like he's very upfront for a head coach.
Yeah.
He gives a lot of good insight too in his interviews.
Yeah.
Right. He knows.
I feel like McClellan was that way too, though, when he was here.
Yeah.
I think that Hiller looks at the game a little differently, though, than your typical head coach, you know, and seems to be working so far, right? They're in second place, got a great record.
Yeah.
See, Mikey doesn't like him. He's a bitch. I mean,
I don't know that Mikey would like anybody except Jordan.
Coach Q. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say Q. He likes Q. I don't know, dude. You should listen to it. I don't know. He was saying a lot of good shit in there. So Steve said Hiller's is
don't mind that noise.
The perfect combo of Sutter and McClellan. I just wish he was funnier like Sutter. Oh, fuck.
Ah, fuck.
Being sick.
That was pretty good.
Sucks.
Thank you.
That was a pretty good impression of yourself, Jordan.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Spot on.
It's a pretty good impression of myself doing an impression of Bruce Boudreaux.
Yeah. It's amazing how well you can sound like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just not trying to pretend to be anybody else, Dennis. Just trying to be me.
That's all you can be, Jordan.
It's gonna be May. May?
All right. Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. Yeah, that was a good week by us last week. The Death Valley luck, we all called wins, so.
Did we all call 3-0? We all called
3-0.
That's hot.
Super hot.
Is Arnold reading Spotify comments? Sure, why not? I can have another Swami before that happens.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, he does. When someone asks a question he doesn't want to answer, he's honest about it. But he's not funny like Daryl.
Maybe he doesn't feel comfortable enough to be funny yet.
Daryl will make people feel dumb for asking the question.
That's
which is fucking hilarious.
That's a dumb question.
In as few words as possible.
What was the preseason one?
Oh yeah, the guy asked if they were like shaking rust off or whatever, because they lost the game.
Yeah,
and Daryl's like, yeah, you know, just like you guys, it's been a while since you asked any questions, so it's going to take you a while to ask a good one. I don't see Hiller saying shit like that. So
that's low key one of the best answers ever.
Yeah. That's my favorite, absolute favorite Daryl Sutter response ever. It's going to take you a while to ask a good one. And then he like looked around like for the next question.
He's like, anybody else want to get fucking roasted?
So good.
Oh, man.
I miss that guy.
I wonder what he's doing on the farm right now. He's probably sleeping. He's got to get up early to till the fields. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a new podcast with the Kings. It's basically going over the history of the Kings. And they actually last week got the 2014 team together.
Oh. And well, they do that every couple of years, don't they?
Coaches, training staff, scouts, everybody. And Jesse was actually there.
Yeah, they have like a party like every 2 or 3 years, I think.
Yeah, they recorded something, so it's out now.
That's awesome.
Nice.
He's counting his money from the Flames. Nice.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. James?
General Notables, brought to you by Mrs. Zek.
Ooh. I don't really have anything Kings related because I didn't look it up, but we should, someone should bring up the Four Nations rosters. And we can talk about how one of the Hughes brothers didn't make it.
Kempe made it. Team Sweden.
Let's see.
Sweden.
Four Nation.
Yo, Granger made it as the equipment manager for Team Canada.
Nice.
Interesting. When is this tournament?
During the break.
During the Four Nations break?
Yeah.
Mikey, I was wondering if Jordan was going to bring that up.
What's that?
Ovechkin skating.
Yeah, that doesn't mean shit. Did you see how he looks like me skating? Like, he doesn't look good skating. And not that he needs to skate if he's just going to sit there at the fucking point all game. But just because he's skating, it doesn't mean anything. He has a rod in his leg. I'm sure.
Wasn't it a fracture?
Was it? I thought. I guess it was just a fracture, huh?
You don't get a titanium rod or anything like that for a fracture.
Yeah. You do if you're Russian.
Whoa.
Is it broken or is it fractured?
Like, did he like snap it?
Snap it real. Yeah, mid-February. That's when he's coming back, bitch. Sorry.
The fact that he's already skating means he's going to be back strong. Okay. So I have the rosters up. You want to start with U.S.?
USA. USA.
I don't understand. Like, it's broken up into the initial six players and then rest of the roster. It's kind of interesting. Jack Eichel, Austin Matthews, Matthew Tkachuk, Adam Fox, Quinn Hughes, and Charlie McAvoy. That's the initial six.
Okay.
Rest of the roster, Matt Boldy, Kyle Connor, Jake Guentzel, Jack Hughes, Chris Kreider, Dylan Larkin, JT Miller, Brock Nelson, Brady Tkachuk, Vincent Trocheck, Brock Faber, Noah Hanifin, Jacob Slavin, Zach Werenski, Connor Hellebuck, Jake Ottinger, and Jeremy Swayman. Holy fuck. That's a goaltending trio right there.
Yeah, the goaltending trio was terrifying.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Canada.
Could you imagine not being the only Hughes brother that didn't make it, though? Can we talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want
to. I mean, that's pretty much it.
It's good that they didn't announce before Thanksgiving, because that'd been a tough dinner.
Would have been awkward.
Sorry, bud. Okay, yeah. I'm just looking at Canada's roster, and you get down to the goalies, and you're like, okay. All right, so initial six is Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon, Brad Marchand, Connor McDavid, Braden Point, and Cale Makar. I mean, that's pretty fucking solid right there.
Damn.
Right? Rest of the roster, Sam Bennett, Anthony Cirelli, Brendan Hagel, Seth Jarvis, Travis. I always fuck up his name. I'm Felix Jordan right now. Konecki.
How's it feel?
Yeah. I feel like an idiot. So, like, yep. Like you, Jordan.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Mitch Marner, Sam Reinhart, Mark Stone, Josh Morrissey, Colton Pareko, Alex Petrangelo, Travis Sanheim. That's low-key good. Shea Theodore, Devin Taves, Jordan Binnington, Aiden Hill, Sam Montembeault. So, Binnington, Hill, and Montembeault.
Mm.
Konecki, thank you.
Not...
Steve is always there with the pronunciations.
Boom. Steve is my, he's the anti-Jordan.
That's like Bob Ray, right? That's not Konecki.
That goaltending trio is, leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
It's no USA.
Of all the Canadian goalies, that's what you got.
What's that?
It's no USA.
No, what did you say, Dennis?
Oh. I was agreeing it's not.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Canada's top six is obviously fucking terrifying. But after that, there's some good players in there. But I feel like there's a lot more depth in the U.S.
Sam Bennett, Mitch Marner. Reinhardt, Mark Stone. I mean, you can't sleep on Stone. He'll probably get hurt in the first game, but
so I saw something on Twitter today. It's like, oh, it's funny how he comes off IR right before Four Nations, even though it doesn't happen until, you know, February, but then he's going to go back on IR until playoffs.
Yeah. All right, Finland.
Finland
this is actually pretty good. Initial six players. That I mean, it's pretty good until you realize that a goalie is in their initial six. Sebastian Aho from the Hurricanes.
Aho.
Alexander Barkov, Mikko Rantanen, Miro Heiskanen, Esa Lindell, and Jussi Saros.
Juicy.
And then it is juicy. Joel Armia, Mikael Granlund, Erik Haula, Rupe Hintz, Kaapo Kakko, Arturi Lehkonen, Anton Lundell, Patrick Laine, Eetu Luostarinen, Teuvo Teravainen.
Isn't Patrick Laine out for the season?
I don't think so. Nico Mikkola, Olli Maatta. What?
Kings legend.
Rasmus Ristolainen. Jusso Välimäki, Kevin Lehkonen, and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Well done.
Mikey, who? Sweden.
Mm. To make Canadian's debut after knee rehab. Okay. All right. He's not done for the season.
Yeah.
He's about to get back in.
Philip Forsberg, that. William Nylander, Mika Zibanejad, Gustav Forsling, Victor Hedman, and Erik Karlsson. Followed by Victor fucking Arvidsson, Jesper Bratt, Leo Karlsson, Joel Eriksson Ek, William Karlsson, Adrian Kempe, Elias Lindholm, Gustav Nyquist, Elias Pettersson, Lucas Raymond, Rasmus Andersson, Jonas Brodin, Rasmus Dahlin, Mattias Ekholm, Philip Gustafsson, Jacob Markstrom, and Linus Olmark. Yeah, I feel like they have the second best goaltending.
Yeah, they do.
In the tournament. Gustafsson, Markstrom, and Olmark.
Mike Fuda on his pod said he wrote to Doughty and he's distraught that he wasn't picked for Canada.
He's hurt, man.
Yep.
Clear timetable.
Well, clearly this gives us some sort of timetable, right?
I mean, maybe.
If Doughty thinks he's going to be back in time for Four Nations, then he's going to be back by February, which it means he's probably going to be back sooner.
Well, we knew he was going to be out for at least the end of the year, right? So January was kind of an expected timeline.
Yeah.
Right, but it wasn't.
It's always been January, February.
Yeah.
Right. So you're right. Probably does sound more like January.
Mm-hmm. So.
And I heard somewhere, I forget where, but he's most likely on a reserve list. If someone gets injured or something and they need to, a defenseman gets injured, he could maybe get put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve said he's skating now.
I mean, you might as well, you know, Mark Stone them if they're still winning.
Just LTIR.
Oh, God. Just knocked over my beer can. Good thing there's nothing in it. Ooh. Sure, he's the next call out for Canada. Is what... Don Vlader, sorry. I was looking at stats and trying to find some sort of saving grace for the Kings since it's not there yet.
What are we talking about?
Just power play and PK and all that stuff.
Goaltending's been good.
Goaltending's been good. The defense in front of the goaltenders has also been solid.
Yeah, I've been listening to a number of podcasts. So I forget who's been saying it, but it's all just stats. But like their defensive stats are tops in the league. So
they're PK is up to 18. PKs look great lately. Yeah, there you go. Except for the
first period last night.
Well, fuck that noise. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, power play is definitely hurting.
Mike Sullivan, coach for USA. Did it say who the coaches were for the other teams?
No, not on that article. Let's see. Does not say. See, this article would have been better.
He's been the head coach of the Penguins for 9 years.
That's a long time.
That's fucking forever. It's an eternity in the NHL.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's do coaches.
He was drafted 69th overall. Nice.
I don't see other coaches.
All right. Well, while you're looking at that,
Cook got Canada.
Who did?
John Cooper.
Makes sense.
All right, do your thing, James. I'll find it.
All right. Let me talk to you a little bit about Game Time. GameTime.co or the Game Time app is the best new way to find tickets, not just for sporting events, but for concerts, shows, all types of events. Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks features out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of seats. They curate the deals to make it easier to find the best prices on great seats. Look for the super deal, and then you also, as you go through listings, get to see the seat views before you even buy. They offer the lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, and even job loss prevention. Lose your job, they'll get you your money back for those tickets. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time.
I remember that one podcast where I kept putting myself on mute when I was coughing because I was coughing up a storm. And I was informed by Dennis that it actually didn't work.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yep. So Mike Sullivan is U.S. Torts is an assistant coach.
Nice.
I don't know what else. It's all I could find.
I feel like those are the only
shit about the coaches.
I was just saying that those are the only two teams that really matter, right?
Until Finland comes and wins the whole fucking thing.
Finland.
Four nations face off.
Voicemails?
Apparently we got a lot of them. I feel like
there was something else we were going to talk about. Do we talk about me beating James in golf, even though it didn't count? I forget. We were all pretty fucked up last week.
We did talk about that.
Briefly.
Yeah. You gave the score and everything.
I did. Yes, we didn't talk about how I also won the card game, though, because that was the next night.
Yeah.
I think less people know about that, though.
That's true. The less people, the better.
Steve says, yeah, you know, Finland will win. They work hard for their money.
Okay, I found Canada. Okay, John Cooper is head coach. Rick Tocchet, Bruce Cassidy, and Pete DeBoer are assistants. That's solid. Let's see.
Not that chick from the Kraken?
No.
That chick from hot, the Kraken.
Oh, dude, this is.
You don't know her name? Fuck you.
I wouldn't bring her up.
Well, I would, because she's the only female assistant coach in the league.
Doesn't help if you don't know her name and you say, but that chick is hot.
It's on brand.
Don't get all noble on us now.
I'm not noble. I'm saying it's on brand. Also, everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Good to see you there, Steve. You don't know anybody coaching for Finland except maybe Mikko Koivu as an assistant.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sweden. Nope. Don't know anybody there. So yeah, those are the ones that mattered.
All right. Told you. You did all that work.
Hey, at least I did some work, Jordan.
And I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
You guys know that's Dennis's voice when you call the voicemail number?
Is it?
Let's see. What happened?
I didn't know
we
that.
We won a game. We've won three games in a row. And I think Winnipeg has lost four games in a row ever since they lost to the Kings. So... That's fun to talk about, I guess, whatever. There's that Four Nations tournament coming up in February. That's a fun word to say.
Great month.
So out of the Kings roster to be assigned to a team on the Four Nations tournament, Adrian Kempe is the only one. So Alex Turcotte got snubbed by Team USA. Brent Clark got snubbed by Team Canada. Obviously, I'm not serious because, I mean, look at Team Canada's defense. It's actually pretty sick. And Alex Turcotte. So, that's pretty sick. Also on Team Sweden? Team Sweden, Victor Arvidsson is making a guest appearance on Team Sweden with Adrian Kempe. So that would be cool if they played together. But I think Arvy's like day to day for the last 4 weeks or something.
I was just thinking that too.
So that would be cool if he makes it to the tournament.
That's fun to say.
Time will tell. And I think that's it. We got a game tonight. We're playing Dallas. Oh yeah, I had the that prediction. So it's going to be, I think I said it's going to be an overtime loss. And maybe I didn't say overtime loss, but we are going to lose, and Jason Robertson is going to have 2 points.
We're being spammed.
So
you did say that.
Hopefully it's at least a little entertaining to watch throughout, and it's, yeah, whatever. All right, cool. James, hit a button.
Fuck you, Dennis.
Go, nice. Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
I'd like to take the time to appreciate the fact that he said James hit a button, not the button.
Yeah. To be fair, Dennis's is red and the others
James
are blue.
Giving James some autonomy.
Yeah. I'm going to mix it up here. I feel like I'm going to get plenty of other opportunities for the other two. So.
Obligatory second voicemail that evidently does not piss off Dennis. I just remembered the whole reason Jason Robertson's getting 2 points and the Stars are winning is because the Kings, it's Filipino Heritage Night, and they did this like 2 or 3 years ago. It was Filipino Heritage Night, and they hosted the Dallas Stars, and Jason Robertson scored in overtime. And I think there's been like a trend of Jason Robertson just scoring against California, really.
I think you're wrong.
So, so there's that, and I don't think there's anything else. So, James, hit the second button.
Fuck you, Jordan!
Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
I will point out, speaking of Filipino Heritage Night, so I went to Native American Heritage Night at the Dodgers game this season, and I got a cool Dodgers hat, and on the underside of the bill, it's got a really cool pattern. It's like a Native American pattern. It's red and white and blue. Turns out the hats that were given out at the Kings game last night for Filipino Heritage Night, same pattern, different colors on the underbill of the hat.
Technically, it wasn't Filipino Heritage Night because that night is February 7th against the Stars.
Oh, so what was it last night?
Last night was nothing.
Conquered by the Spaniards? Really?
I say, watch me Native American Heritage Night.
Well, that would make more sense.
This coming Saturday is Star Wars Night, presented by Big Bear Mountain Resort.
You get a free neck collar thing.
Free neck gaiter.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm going to be there.
And there's a special ticket pack add-on for a bobblehead.
Yeah, it's Vladislav Grebikov. He's like in a Obi-Wan Kenobi robe with a lightsaber.
Damn. That's pretty cool.
But you got to add it on.
Yeah.
Michelle wants one. Someone get her to the damn bubble.
We'll work on that, Michelle.
Are you going Saturday, James?
Depends if there's an email that comes out tomorrow.
Ah. Touché.
If so, I'll dress up.
I will be there regardless.
All right. Apparently, there's more.
Three more, to be exact.
And I swear, every single time I am specific about the outcome of a game, the Kings do the complete opposite. So, I think we play somebody on Saturday. Kings are losing, for sure. 5-0.
Nice.
0. Kings are getting shut out 5-0 on Saturday. Yeah, Jason Robertson, I don't think he got 2 points. I'm pretty sure he did not get 2 points, but, nor did the Kings lose to the Stars.
Well, and to be fair, his prediction was that that was going to happen on Filipino Heritage Night, which is February 7th. So let's hold on to that prediction. I feel like can't really hold it against him because, there was a stipulation there. So, we can come back to this on February 7th because we'll all remember.
Robertson did get a point last night, so, though.
Fuck me, I guess. But anyways, yeah, 5-0 shutout. The Kings are getting shut out 5-0 Saturday. Alex Kirchhoff's not going to score any points whatsoever. Blake Lizotte's not going to get traded back to the LA Kings. I need to put this out there. I know that I bag on Trevor Lewis all the time and that I hate him as a hockey player. And I wish he was not on the Kings. And I wish he would just like become like fucking Utah Hockey Club's captain or whatever. But that sucks, man. Like getting an injury in your 999th game. That blows, and I feel for the guy, and I hope he has a speedy recovery, and I do hope he comes back, and I hope he gets to play his 1,000th game, and I hope he retires after this season, because I've had it. I've had enough of it. also, what's funny is I guess Akil Thomas was injured up until, like, today, but Trevor Lewis gets injured, and they're like, oh, fuck playing the kids. We'll just do 11-7. Like, what the fuck? Oh, man. Jim Hiller, you bitch. Bob Blake and Luke Robitaille still have jobs, so that sucks. And, I saw, like,
second in division.
Pretty funny tweet yesterday after the game, and it was like, Jeannot scores, Fogle scores, Edmondson scores, and Rob Blake is just, like, rolling in it. Like, he's just loving life. He's like, oh, look at what I've created. I thought that was funny. Because that one game is going to get him like a 5-year contract, and I'm going to start rooting for the fucking Utah head coaches or whatever. But all right, I'm running out of time. So, I'm calling back. Sorry. Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, he definitely looked down at his phone.
Yeah. Okay. Why suck at James? Oh, because suck at James, Mr. I'll trade anybody for Alex Ovechkin. Who has Alex Ovechkin? Send me a trade offer. I want Alex Ovechkin. And I'm like, all right, cool. Fucking Panarin and $500. Let's go. I send him the trade offer. Okay. He sends me the money, but he doesn't accept the trade. What the fuck are you doing, dude? You fucking... But he fucking doesn't... thanks for the $500, but are you going to accept the trade or not?
I don't even set my lineup.
I accept the trade because Ovechkin was wasting a roster spot. So I canceled the trade. I put him back on IR. James, if you still want to do that trade, I'll consider it. I'll consider it. But, yeah, suck it, James. Hit the button for suck it, James. Oh, wait, we don't have one. James won't press it. All right, cool. Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
$500, huh, James?
Yeah, I meant to go back and accept that trade. That, shame on me. But I guess it went to a good cause.
Dr. Pepper Fund? Or Diaper Fund?
Diaper Fund. Good for him.
I like how James is going to do that, and then he'll be net negative $400. But
no takesies, backsies.
I did get one of those scams on Venmo. Have you got one of those before? Where someone sends you money and then asks for it back?
I have not gotten it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either, but it's even on like Venmo's like page of like scams to watch out for. Yeah, I'm $46 richer, so that's cool.
Yeah, so
someone try and scam me?
Well, they apparently send it, right? And then they're doing it on like a stolen whatever account or credit card or whatever. And then by the time they figure it out, you know, they do it to 10, 15 people, then they've gotten all the money. And then the credit card will cancel all those transactions. So the money just comes back out of your Venmo anyway. So it will disappear.
Jordan's like, I spent that money.
Well, what happens if I haven't transferred it out yet, but it's been in there for like a week. This happened last week when we were in Death Valley. As of today.
I would venture to guess within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Because like you got to say someone's going to see it on their credit card bill. They'll contact it. It's going to take probably a month. It'll disappear, though.
Interesting.
That's how that works.
Michelle says it'll go negative.
That'd be a bummer.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's possible to go negative.
I guess it is. Jacob Brennerman's problem, not mine.
If you have a card attached, they might just charge your card.
Yeah, charge your card, yeah.
Just leave the money in there, Jordan, huh?
Yeah, you should have a couple $100 in there anyway, so.
Any other voicemails, James?
Things and such.
That's it.
All right. It's the Mikey show.
All good stuff, though.
All right. Jordan.
Yeah. Should we take a beer break?
Sure.
Okay, let's take a beer break.
All right, Jordan.
The week ahead! Was that what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first time around, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I ignored it.
You just wanted another beer, you asshole.
Uh-huh. Sure did. I got the Belching Beaver Hazy. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's not bad. It's different.
Hazer's gonna haze.
Yep. Hazy IPA.
All right, Saturday, we got the Minnesota Wild, who might be one of the hottest teams in the league right now.
So hot.
So hot up there. They're currently first in the Central. It's 17-4-4. They are 7-2-1 in the last 10. They are 10-1-3 on the road.
Jesus.
Current line of four-game win streak with a plus 20 goal differential.
They're on a four-game win streak at 2.
Yeah. They might play, though, before Saturday, unlike the Kings.
Schedule.
There is only one team that is better than them in the last 10.
They play the Ducks on Friday.
Oh, back to back. I'm calling that a win. Fuck that. They have to stay in a shitty Anaheim hotel.
They might drive up to LA after.
Probably.
Stay at the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz. I'm calling it a win. Mostly because Mikey was calling it a 5-0 loss for the Kings, and he's always wrong.
Who are we losing to 0-5 on Saturday? The Wild. Michelle's calling a loss. I'm torn on this one. Because they've already beat them this year, right? Am I tripping?
I don't think they've played the Wild yet.
Let's see. James is looking up all kinds of stats.
Yeah, James isn't a gut feeling type of guy.
Nope.
Or he's sleeping. I can't tell.
All right. I don't think they played him yet. Thought they had.
Steve said we beat the Wild in Minnesota.
Well, okay. Where's that then? Oh, there they are. Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Tuesday, November 5th. Yeah, that was the Fiala Revenge Tour.
Oh, yes. Ooh, on the second half of back-to-back, ironically.
Yeah. All right, fuck it. I'm going to win.
It's an OTL.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. On to the next one. We got Tuesday, December 10th at the Islanders. Only two games this week, guys.
Everybody's getting all those games in hand back.
Mm-hmm. Got something for your hand. What?
Fuck it, win.
They're last place in the Metro. 9-11-7, 2-5-3 in their last 10.
Last place, 4-6-2
at home with a negative 13 goal differential. Still calling a win.
It's a win.
2-0, 6-0,
1-0-1. Doesn't have the same flair.
It doesn't.
Dennis, you are 1-1 this week.
But I can do this.
No.
1-0-1.
You were calling it a loss.
Like that? 1-0-1.
Oh, I called a win, but then when you said they're last, I said, oh, they're probably going to lose.
Oh, got it.
You like that?
Are we giving the symbol and everything here or what?
No, 1-0-1. Like, right? Got a little 1-0-1.
Are you throwing up gang signs?
I thought he was Baby Metal's newest fan.
It's a no.
Hey, did you know that the Sharks the hole. No longer have. Whoa. And get that extra stitch in there, huh?
There you go, Michelle. Fox God.
Did you know that the Sharks no longer have the worst goal differential in the league?
Who's it belong to now?
It belongs to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh!
At 17, negative 17. Also, the Predators are worse at negative 25.
Wow.
With the Sharks being at negative 24.
Wow. That's kind of brutal.
It's not great at all.
Winnipeg's no longer the best. Washington Capitals are.
Plus 31, yeah. I was just looking at that.
Yeah, good old BLD.
Winnipeg is just...
Let's go check on him real quick.
Who is... Let's was do it that. Somebody said it. It was like who would have thought that a team with PLD and Chychrun on... And it was PLD, Chychrun, and Roy...
Russell said that.
Yeah, on the same team would be good.
Yeah. PLD is such a huge part of this, too. With his 3 goals and 13 assists.
Ooh, 16 points?
He is a plus 2.
I do think Kopitar is like 22 assists. That's pretty good.
But only like 6 Let's goals.
See.
Kopitar?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. He's a
Tom
center.
Wilson is still outscoring PLD.
Fantastic.
Jacob Chychrun has more goals than PLD in fewer games. He's 8 goals, 7 assists. So, yeah. Nick Dowd has more goals, but only 2 assists. Yeah, Matt Roy, 1 goal, 4 assists, plus 5 in 15 games played.
Matt Waugh. Sorry.
If you went to the Canadians, I would definitely call him that.
My phone doesn't recognize me with a toucan.
Are you Canadian? All right. Anything else? Are we done? So I can go to bed. I'm sick.
Sick
was, that
your shit.
Was that a middle finger, James? It looked like a...
That is good. I should look that in.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
Much better.
All right. Follow us everywhere at King's Realm Pod and subscribe to the show wherever you review. We'll read it.
Oh, yeah. Don't we have to read a Spotify review?
Nope. It was a comment. We can read it later. I'm done.
Dennis is done.
Whoa, voicemails. What was that?
I opened Spotify and...
Someone score a goal?
Fucking seizure.
Uncle Warren's
voicemails, horn. Text messages. 562-317-0087. Do it.
Do it.
All right. Do it. For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Keys, go! Go Keys, go! Go Keys, go!
Go! I'm gonna go die.
Rest in peace.
Thanks.